It's Friday. I hope you're keeping very well and also have a really nice weekend ahead. So today I'd like to talk to you about creating a self-compassion practice. So any practices that we do in our life that are related to, I suppose, slowing our body and our mind down are really, really beneficial because we start to bring it into our daily habits. So if you think about getting up in the morning, what your daily routine might be like, bringing a practice into your daily routine is really beneficial for so many reasons. But the art of repetition around it means that you are actually giving yourself the sole focus and time. Now, creating a self-compassion practice would be really, really deepening your awareness of yourself and also about actually moving into this beautiful feeling space. So you might logically and rationally know why a self-compassion practice would be really good. You might consciously be aware of why deepening your self-compassion towards yourself and being kind and gentle to yourself would be very helpful. But it can be hard sometimes for us to actually integrate that it then into how do I actually do that regularly? How do I actually feel that way towards myself? You can listen to the teachings this month and understand it all, but might find that kind of integration piece a little bit more difficult. So starting a practice is, I suppose, a really important step to be able to help you integrate it within body, mind, and soul, and also for the practice and art of self-compassion to actually become very natural and very normal for you because you will do it so often. So when we think of self-compassion, it's about coming into a space firstly, which is a feeling space. And a feeling space is where we just feel really good and we feel all is well. You may experience this sometimes during meditation. You might even do something really creative or play music, and you're kind of brought into this lovely space. I know when I teach meditation, particularly the last monthly gathering we had, I just got this wave of really, really peaceful energy over me, and that's where I feel in a really expansive space. So some of you may experience that yourself, but it can come in lots of different ways. You know, you can get it from just being around good people or feeling like really uplifted by somebody. So it can be hard as we start a practice to come into that good feeling space just really naturally and organically, particularly if we have a very busy head or our life is quite busy or difficult. And I suppose it's that kind of shutting out the noise around us and coming in that no matter what is going on, we can actually come into that centered space. So a really good way to start your self-compassion practice before even offering yourself kind words, let's say, is to create this feeling space. And how I would suggest you do that is to think of a memory of a time where you just felt everything was really good. It could be have been a moment in time. It could be just something that you can remember. When I was thinking about recording this teaching, I was thinking about, you know, when you go on holidays to the sun, let's say. I know some of you live in the sun, so maybe for you it's going to colder weather, but you know, when you go on holidays and you get on the plane and everything like that, and it's all exciting, and you might get to the hotel or get to where you're staying. You change your clothes, you go out and you have a drink, and maybe you're sitting out by the sea or by the beach or by the pool or wherever you are, the mountains. And this feeling of like, oh God, I've 2 weeks to just switch off now. It's just this peacefulness comes over you. So that could be a good way of like remembering what that feels like. Or it could be a moment in time, like I said. So when I think about the day I got married, more particularly in the church piece of it, I just remember having that really, really peaceful wave over me for most of the morning into the church piece, and obviously after it was quite busy, but it was like really, really, really still. I remember actually asking our priest to kind of get everyone to do a little meditation at the start, just for a minute, where we'd all tune into ourselves and you could feel the energy around the church. So you might have a piece of music that you might really like that just brings you back to a time that felt really good or a particular memory. So I'd like it this week. I'll come back to this practice next week, okay? But this week, that's all I want you to do as a starting point, to think of a memory or think of a moment or think of a time or whatever that you've had that. And like, just lie there, put your hands on your stomach, under your belly button, and just breathe in and breathe out that feeling. If it's a piece of music, put that music on. Bring yourself back into that space. So like, our body doesn't know the difference between when something's happening in real time or if it's a memory. The body will still respond in the same way, and we can actually change the whole physiological energy within ourselves, And it's about just allowing the body to feel that calmness. And one of the reasons for this is that as we add more to the self-compassion practice next week, I suppose what it does is not only just give yourself kind words and gentle ways of talking, but the more you can feel good in yourself, the more easy it is going to be for you to actually be kind to yourself and compassionate towards yourself. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to chatting to you next week about the second part of this practice.